This seance was recorded on the 7th of December, 1974. Amongst the sitters were two of the staff from Dutch Radio Hilversum, also a Dutchman who was a guest of the Dutch radio team. The recording was being made to be broadcast on Radio Hilversum for the 29th of December, 1974, to work in conjunction with the publication of Voices in the Dark, the autobiography of Leslie Flint. The medium at this seance was Leslie Flint.
He does naturally have some people who are very apprehensive of nerves.
He said, shut up.
Did he?
Yes.
No, I didn't hear that.
I was coughing. I didn't hear that.
Vicky? He told you to shut up. Coughing.
Last time I came, he told you to stop yawning, didn't he?
Did he? Oh, well, I'm afraid I do a lot of yawning during sessions. I have the lack of air. That's why I keep yawning, I think.
Yes, but you see, if the voice box works the same way as a loudspeaker, you don't have to blow air at it.
No.
Because the loudspeaker membrane just moves the air to and fro.
Yes.
And so it could well be that it just works on the vibration of the voice box only.
Mickey, are you there? We have some new friends for you. Come a long way. All the way from Holland. Mickey. Mickey.
Nobody was that expectant.
Yeah. All tensed up. And
it seems like it's a, well, it's a strong call anyway.
What?
Mickey?
Hello?
Hello? Mickey? Mickey? Several people, you know them, Simon Stark, Mr. Stark. He's been here before.
And Frieda.
Oh, yes, and the two ladies have been here before.
And Mrs. Riggs.
Yes, it's very cute,
Mickey. Let's hear from you, Frieda.
Me?
Yes, I want to hear your voice.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Mickey knows me because I'm a common old Londoner like him.
Oh, right? Yes, yes.
That's right.
I like to hear Mickey too.
Yeah. Well, he speaks just like me, you know.
It seems like there's a little bit more light in his intolerance, isn't it?
Light?
Yes?
Yes.
Yes, I can see more now.
Mm.
Is that true?
Mickey?
Hello, Joe.
Hello, what is it?
Joe.
Joe. Did he say Joe?
Yes, well, did you hear the voice?
Yes, I hear the voice.
Did he say
Joe or something?
Who's Joe? Did he say Joe?
He started in this letter of the end.
Heet er iemand Joe, Johan?
Yes. Ja, ik heet Jo.
Van der Haar?
Ja. Johan, ja.
Mickey? Mickey? At least we know someone's there, that's something.
Shut up yawning.
Mickey?
There he is.
Mickey?
Stop that
with gaba. Do what? I
translate
it. That's your machine. That's your machine, isn't it?
Oh, well, that woke you up.
Probably sent
what do you say, Mickey?
Probably sent him away as well.
Well, yeah. Oh, how?
Oh, no.
Mickey, come back.
Oh, well, he's gone, isn't he?
I wouldn't go like that.
Yes,
he knows
you see, yeah, but the thing is, you see, it's not so much that, as far as I'm concerned, that affects Mickey, but that sudden noise coming through can affect Leslie, which in consequence affects the flow of exercise.
Yeah.
Well, we assume so.
You know, for a time until they get it back to
Mickey.
Hello, Mickey.
Hello, Sharon.
How are you, Mickey?
Hello, Mickey.
I'm honored.
Why?
Oh, for you to call me first.
Come along, there's a good place.
Bless you, matey. I brought my two lady friends along.
Hello. Hello, Mickey. Hello.
Come on, there's a good place.
We heard from you for a long while.
Who's that tall fellow?
That's me.
You're not a tall bell?
Oh, no, no, I'm not.
A tall gross, long as night.
Johan.
Johan, what's your name,
Johan? Johan. I'm Johan, Jan Bormans, the father of Hartfried.
Johan? Can't make out what he says.
Nee, ik mag je niet vertellen, Jan. Hij moet hij jou vertellen.
You don't understand him, Mickey?
Who's that fellow with the big ears?
You say hello to me.
Martin.
Martin?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, very clear.
What have you got them things on your ears for?
Martin?
Yes.
Blijf antwoorden, praten.
Yes.
Conversatie aan de hand,
you must know if you're deaf.
Hello, Mickey.
Hello.
Mickey. Hello. Do you know me? I'm Joss.
Pardon?
I'm Joseph. Joss.
Joseph.
Yes.
Hello. I haven't seen you before.
No.
I haven't seen your mates either. But I'm very pleased to see you.
Oh, I'm so pleased to hear you, Mickey.
You're a bit of a case you are, aren't you?
we came from Holland to hear you. Mickey?
How are you?
Hmm?
How are you?
Hello? Mickey?
Come on, that's a good boy.
Summing up the situation.
Well, he's probably getting tuned in or trying to get the link up, you know.
Yes. We came all the way from Holland to hear you, Mickey. Mickey, are you there? Oh, he's gone.
He'll be back probably now. Once they do get through, usually it's all right.
Josh, does this bring back all the movie films you've seen about it?
Well, it's nothing like movie film.
Well, I'm so happy to hear it, Mickey.
Who's that man?
He's the other snow.
Well, that other, you know, that's Mr. Bowman's.
Is he nervous?
Is he nervous?
Oh, a little, but I'm very glad to hear you.
There's nothing to be nervous about. Nothing at all. We're here to help you.
Oh, I'm very glad that you will.
You're a strange gentleman, aren't you?
We're playing
here. Yes. You can see my brother.
There's a crowd of people here.
They will hope to take me today.
Let's find out who's who and what's what. Just a moment. What fellow is this machine? Does he have to wear them ear things in? I suppose he has to, does he?
Martin,
yes.
Do you have to wear those
ear phones,
he says?
Would you not
put
the phone over?
Oh, no, it isn't.
It doesn't
matter.
No, keep it on if you want to. Are you windy?
Are you what?
Are you windy?
Are you windy?
Are you
cold?
Are you opgeblazen? Ben je bang?
Ben je bang?
No, I'm not. Apprehensive.
Well, the thing is, Mickey, that we want to have it on. We want to have your voice on the tape, and Martin is going to listen. Is coming on the tape. That's why.
Why is he wearing them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why.
He's an engineer, is he?
Yes.
Engineer.
Yes, it's like an engineer. Do you like them like that?
Well, it makes no odds to me, does it? I mean, I don't care to Hoosh if he wears it or not. As long as he's all right and gets his job done.
That's what I say to job, my clerk, eh?
I suppose he has to do it like that, doesn't he? Has he never been to nothing like this before, then?
Is he all right now, Swiss Duke, here? No,
first time. It's our first time.
You live in, where did you say, you live, Amsterdam?
No, we live in the neighborhood of Amsterdam.
Oh.
We all live in different places, Martin and Jan and me.
You don't wear clogs, do you?
No. Only the farmers in Holland wear clogs.
I thought Dutch people wore clogs.
Oh, no. That's long ago, and only the farmers in Holland.
You have windmills.
Yes, we have windmills. Wonderful windmills. Have you ever seen them?
Yes, I have really, but when I was on your side, I saw pictures on them in books.
So they've got their Uribas, the lady.
Yes.
So they've got flashes, I've seen a book.
In books, yes. Photographs or drawings?
Photos, pictures.
Pictures?
Yeah.
Pictures. Oh, well, we don't have a lot of them now. There are very few. Because, well, everything is
mechanized.
Yeah, mechanized.
Did you want to ask me some questions, Martin?
Yes. Is it possible for you to look around there and to find
some relatives?
Some relatives of Mr. Beaumont?
Well, I can't promise anything. But if I do see anyone who's related or connected,
yes,
I will try and contact. But I have to wait and see, you know, because I don't know everybody. I have to find out who's who, what's what, and try and sort it out, you know. But you leave it to me, mate.
Sounds about a mail over, Mark.
Yes.
That gentleman sitting on the couch, that Dutch gentleman, you don't have to lean forward. Relax.
Oh, yes. Okay, that's me.
I can see you in the dark, you know.
Can you see me now?
Yes, you relax.
Yes, I was sitting forward.
Yes, you were leaning forward, and I suppose it was natural, but just relax, sit back, mate.
Well,
don't get tense.
No, I was a little bit. I was a little bit nervous.
Well, you can always hold hands.
What did you say?
He said you can always hold hands.
Okay, yes, okay.
I'll
pass out
for
the
dominoes. Well, I'll be quiet now.
He's tall,
honey.
Hello, I'm tall.
Hey, hello. Well, yes, I'm, well, I don't, you are so difficult in English. It's 1 meter 80.
Oh, we don't understand that.
Yeah, yes.
Yes, he's a 6 footer, mate.
1 meter 80, what's that mean?
A 6 footer, matey.
Yeah. Because I never got to that age.
Yeah,
and right. I got tall. Because I came here sudden.
Did you?
Running and bustling.
Yeah, I got killed.
Did you?
Yeah. I did wonder.
How did it happen, Mickey? What sort of accident?
Oh, there was an accident in the street. Got bowled over. Run over.
Over her.
Pardon?
Over her. Rompelt. Of the
over.
Overgegooid.
Nee,
in the next one? Yeah, bowled
overgegooid.
Overleden.
Were you
only small?
Nee,
that was overrun.
Oh.
What bowled you
over,
Mickey?
Was
it
gone, wasn't
it? Yeah,
it was.
Was it?
I don't
know.
A lorry. A lorry. Candle. Is it
her, you? Mickey? I think he's gone to see if he can sort things out.
Hij spreekt waarschijnlijk even met zijn helpers om te zien of er gewoontes gekomen zijn. Hij heeft
dat
nodig. Lukt het allemaal,
Maarten?
Ja hoor.
Misschien heeft hij wacht tot hij band op is.
Nou, ik zou maar nieuw band opzetten. Kan hij dat niet pakken? Dat is
to meet you returning.
You're still there, Jan?
Yes. I would ask anything to Mickey.
Oh, good. Well, when he's back.
Kan hij die terugkomt?
Ja. Die terugkomt.
Hij is nou met zijn helpers bezig, waarschijnlijk om het uit te zoeken.
Oh.
Wat de verwantschappen zijn.
Ja.
Die mensen moeten opgeroepen worden enzovoort. En er is altijd een heleboel andere mensen staan er omheen.
Ja.
Die allemaal juist zingen. Who is speaking now?
It wasn't.
Well, they're on friends.
They weren't speaking in English.
No,
they weren't. Thuis? Say hey.
Nederlands.
Yep.
Broeder.
Hij zegt mijn broeder. Broeder. Wie zijn broeder bent u? Welkom vriend, we horen u. Wie zijn broeder bent u? Hans.
Hans. Godfried heette bij ons thuis vroeger Hans. Ben jij het Hans?
Ja.
Ja, zeg.
Heb je liever dat we Hans tegen je zeggen, in plaats van Godfried?
Is the young man having difficulty with his machine?
Yes,
that's right. Dat is een damesstem.
Well, he wants to...
No. Are you having problems?
Your machine.
Yes, a bit. The cords
here
to
adjust. I can see you there, sitting in the dark. You seem to be having some difficulty in adjusting your machine.
Yes, you are, aren't you?
Are you having any
difficulty? No, only I have to.
To the left.
Yeah, he do it at the time. Okay, now?
No.
It's not so easy.
He said, to the left.
To the left.
Just carry. Praat u maar, vriend. Praat u maar, dame.
Do you think it is all right now? Yes, I think.
Yeah?
I do not think I've had the pleasure of speaking to your friends before, Mr. Stark.
No.
I believe your friends come from Amsterdam.
Near Amsterdam.
To do with television or radio or something.
A radio program, yes. Radio.
Mr. Bowman is coming from Harlem. That's a place near Amsterdam. And
you understand English? I presume you do. At least I feel that you understand.
We can all good understand.
Good. My name will convey nothing to you. But I'm very interested in everything that's transpiring here. I understand you're trying to do something about a program with radio in your own country.
Yes, we are.
If we can help you in any way, we shall be happy to do so.
But there
are difficulties. It is not easy for some people, especially at first, to make contact. There are problems, but we shall do all we can to help you.
Oh, wonderful.
My name probably will convey nothing to you.
What?
My name is Terry, Ellen Terry.
Oh, yes, I have a tape recording of your madam.
Who is Terry?
Yes.
Ellen Terry.
An actress.
Have you ever heard of Godfried Bowmans?
What name?
Godfried Bowmans.
I do not think so. Should I?
Well, he was a famous Dutch writer. Well, Holland is very small, but he wasn't Holland.
But how long ago?
Well, he's He died for 2 years. Yes,
3 years.
3 years.
I think he must have written his plays since my coming here. I do not remember. I'm sorry if I should, but I'm afraid I do not remember.
Well, is it possible for you to find out if he can come? Possibly?
Just a moment. I cannot promise, but I will see.
Als u opzoekt in de encyclopedie, zult u van Ellen Terry veel details kunnen vinden.
Yeah.
Where we live, there's a house in memory of her.
Yeah.
You know, Dad attended them. Small Hive.
Oh.
Yes, I'm just here, Ellen Terry's house.
You mean Small Hive?
Yes, well, we live at
Small Hive. But I lived at Small Hive for a number of years.
Yes, I know you did. There's
you know the
there.
Place?
Yes, I do.
I was there for quite a number of years in retirement.
Well, they have it open, you know, now.
Yes, I know it's a museum.
Yes.
I had no idea that you were associated.
Well, we...
You have been there.
No, we haven't been there, strange enough, because we're always working when we go by, you see. We don't have time to stop.
I think that gentleman's brother is here.
We think that he has some brewer here,
yes. Well, maybe you can talk to him. Talk to him.
Oh, yes. How could you are there?
Your brother is endeavouring to contact. Just a moment. There may be problems. Obviously, it is all new and strange to him, as it is strange to you. But we'll do what we can. Just a moment.
Hold on, Nina. Wait a minute. Now, take your time.
That's Mickey.
Is it better to talk now, or to be quiet?
I think it's just be quiet.
I forbid on...
And try and relax.
That's not the whole face of the drive and the ring of the welcome, vriend. Welcome, vriend. We horen u zwak. Ja? Ja? Spreek, vriend. Months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sterker denken, vriend. Sterker in de microfoon of in het stothoofd denken.
Photograph with you in your pocket?
I can photo bay.
Previously, when he was a younger man.
Yes.
Overgenomen toen hij nog jong was.
No, I believe that I have one with my son.
Well, he's talking about a photograph, and he seems to think you have it in the wallet, taken in a garden.
Hij denkt dat je in je portefeuille een foto hebt van met je broer genomen.
It's possible.
It's in the tuin.
Was he a writer?
He was a writer.
He used to write. It's clear.
He was a
But she's talking about writing.
Yeah. He's very beloved by the people of the Netherlands.
Yes, I'm sure he is. Yes.
He finds it very difficult that the message is in clear the case himself.
Vicky, you can see my brother there. You can say if my brother is happy in the other world.
Yes. But he knows something. There is something in... They're doing something in regard to some tablet, aren't they?
A tablet?
Yes, some sort of memorial tablet.
Er wordt iets gedaan van gedenkteken voor?
Yes.
There's some people getting some money together. They're doing something in remembrance of him.
Yes, it is possible.
Oh, I know it's possible. It's true, because he's telling me. He appreciates. He's trying desperately to reach you. He's very often with you. And you've had some feeling of his presence in your home.
Je hebt hem soms bij je thuis zijn nabij zijn gevoeld.
Ja, I believe it is possible that they will oprichten.
Found
a monument in.
They are going to. He says they've already started to go into the they're talking about it. They're building some sort of memorial to him, and you will hear about it if you haven't already. And also, if you've got two children.
One child, and Gottfried had also one child.
Because he's talking about there's two children, one his and one yours.
Yes,
and,
very good.
He goes to see both the children, that is your son and this other child, his child.
Yes.
Carlos.
No, Amos.
You have a watch?
No, I've never had a watch.
Why is he laughing? He says that you're going to get the watch.
Is that okay?